from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast, in the United States, in the world. We're going to try to hit as many of those different categories as we possibly can tonight on AST. But we're going to spend a lot of time talking Atlanta United because they are back in action this weekend. Finally, it's been a little while after the League's Cup did not go the way that Atlanta United hoped that it would. They have had a little bit of a break. They have added a very significant new piece in Alexei Maranchuk. He is with the team now. He trained. He spoke to the media today. You're going to hear from Alexei here in just a bit. But this is a big stretch of games coming up for Atlanta United. Let's get refreshed on where things are for the Five Stripes. 9 games left in the MLS regular season. Right now, Atlanta United is in the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. 28 points. They are in 9th place. If the season ended as the table is currently constructed, they would be making a trip to Toronto to face Toronto in a single game elimination match, the play-in game, for the right to face the top team in the East, which right now is Inter Miami, a team that Atlanta United has defeated on the road this season, a team that they will see later on this season as well at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that's one of the most important things when you look at this table and you look at this schedule for Atlanta United the rest of the way. 9 games left. It starts on Saturday against the LA Galaxy. You know, just your run-of-the-mill top team in the Western Conference. 49 points for the Galaxy, 14-5-7 on the season. Okay, doesn't get much easier than that because you are facing most of the teams around you in the Eastern Conference the rest of the way. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're also facing the New York Red Bulls twice. They're 4th in the East. Mentioned Miami. They're leading the East right now. You go to Charlotte. You go to Orlando. Charlotte's in 6th. Orlando is in 7th. You go to Philadelphia. They are 1 point behind you on the outside looking in 10th. You host Montreal. They are 1 point behind you, behind Philadelphia on goal differential. They come to the Benz. You host Nashville. Nashville is 2 points behind you. They come to the Benz. It's not going to be easy. You are going to have to earn whatever you get here if you are Atlanta United. And look, it starts on Saturday. Alexei Maranchuk is with the team. He's got a little bit of training under his belt a couple of days after he arrived. Alexei spoke today after Doug Robertson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution asked him about kind of what he had seen of Atlanta United, what he had seen of MLS. I followed up asking kind of how he fits into Atlanta United and what he can bring to the table. Here's Atlanta United's new designated player, Alexei Maranchuk, after training today.
I watched a few games since I get in touch with Carlos, with Atlanta. I start to discover a little bit. It's completely different. What I can see is straight from the TV. It's a lot of running, a lot of back and forth, like straight football, not really about positioning and everything. So it's just different, and I'm looking forward to know more about the league, about the championship and everything. So I can feel good in this team, in this league, because I'm an offensive player and a lot of goal scoring. Looking forward to just get to know my teammates better, to understand them better, and to help them score, assist them.
That was Alexei Maranchuk speaking to the media today after he was introduced officially, arrived in Atlanta a couple of days ago, trained with the team today. We got a chance to watch the full training session. So smooth on the ball, Maranchuk. And what's going to be fascinating is I think he's a player that the more that he plays, the more that he trains with the guys around him, the more effective he will be. So don't rush to judgments based on, you know, what, about a week of training for him with this group. I'm not sure where his fitness is either, and that's going to be the other question mark as he starts to get going, especially this weekend. Can he go 90? I think that would be a big ask. Can he go 60? If he can, I think you're going to see him start. Can he go 45? Maybe he would start. Maybe he would come off the bench in that scenario. It was said that he had a couple of weeks of very early preseason training with Atalanta before the transfer talks started. I don't know where he was able to go from that to the transfer discussions and being separated from the Atalanta side and kind of where his training, where his fitness is. He's definitely not going to be match sharp, but can he give you 60 minutes? And I think that's always been the bar for me. If he can play 60, then he can start. If you're not sure if he can get there, if you're thinking he can play 45, look, if you overestimate and he can only go 30, you don't want to have to make a first half sub. So you've got to be smart about how you use him. And this week is going to tell you a lot. Rob Valentino, Carl Robinson, Matt Lowry, the coaching staff, along with the sports science department, they're going to have to make some decisions on what his numbers are going to look like for Saturday. Daniel Rios did not train today. Hopeful he will be back with the team for the weekend. Remember, in the last League's Cup match against Santos Laguna, Rios came off at halftime with a hamstring injury. Weren't sure how serious it was at that time, but he is not back fully training yet. There is hope that he will be available. There's hope that he'll make the trip, but it is not known at this stage what that looks like. Jamal Tiare is good to go. No other injuries at this point to speak of with the group. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that's how things end the week. So you look at what this Atlanta United lineup could look like. And let's kind of talk with and without Alexei Maranchuk right now. We'll get into the LA Galaxy in the next segment. So back line, I think, is somewhat established, at least at fullback. Pedro Amador, Brooks Lennon, left and right. Not really too concerned there. Center back, you have a lot of choices. You have Steon Gregerson. You have Derek Williams. You have Luis Abram. You have Noah Cobb. You have Efrain Morales. My guess is that it is going to be Gregerson with either Williams or Abram. I think Williams has been that first choice most of the season. Would be a safe bet that it could be Williams and Gregerson at center back. Central midfield is where things get interesting, and this is where you add Moranchuk into the mix. If he's available to start, he's your number 10, it sounds like. You could use him in a different spot. He can play on the wing and come inside. He's going to occupy spaces that a 10 would occupy, whether he starts as a winger or he starts as a 10. We've seen this team play with three central midfielders after the transfer of Thiago Almada. It has been Bartek Sliš. It has been Tristan Muyamba. It has been Jay Fortune. Dax McCarty has gotten games in that group as well. We'll talk about Dax here in just a bit. If it's only going to be two of them and Moranchuk goes into the lineup, which is going to happen sooner or later, you know, sooner than later. We're just not sure the timeline. Then who sits? And that's not an easy decision. I think on paper, I think probably before the season, you would say that it would have been Sliš and Muyamba that would start and Fortune and McCarty would come off the bench. And I think we've seen that a lot this season. I think the way that they played going into League's Cup and in League's Cup, it's not going to be easy to keep Jay Fortune on the field. I think he has shown that he's taking some big steps in his career. And Tristan Muyamba has struggled a little bit. That's not an easy decision. Again, because I think hierarchy, because resumes, because of CVs, because of kind of what you thought coming into the season, Muyamba would be playing alongside Sliš. But I think Fortune and Sliš might complement each other a little bit better. And I think they're both in a little bit better form. Yes, Bartek Sliš had the game against DC United, and yes, he has made some mistakes. He's also dyed his hair, which is interesting. Looks very different. I was very thrown off when I first saw him this morning at training. I think Sliš and Fortune could be the pairing that you see with Moranchuk ahead of them. If Moranchuk is not able to start, I think you keep that midfield trio, as we've seen in League's Cup, with Muyamba, Fortune, and Sliš. The wings, Saba's on one side, you know that much. Up top, it's TRA right now by process of elimination. On the left, it's got to be Sean De Silva, and you've got to make some tough decisions if the production does not come back from that side, because that has been the biggest issue with Atlanta United in 2024, production on the left flank. If it's not Silva, Tyler Wolf will be in that mix. Can Edwin Mosquera play on the left and cut inside, or do you move Sabo Lobjanidze over to the left? You've tried all of them at various points this season. None of them have really stuck. You do have Moranchuk into the mix now if you want to play him on the right, cutting in on his left foot, as he played at times for Atalanta. Sabo on the left, cutting in on his right foot. You're asking Lennon and Amador to stretch the field in that scenario, and you're playing then your three midfielders with Sliš, Muyamba, and Fortune. That is a possibility. That can work. It almost turns into a Christmas tree in a way with the 4-3 and in the two that are wide but coming inside and the one up top. It is a possibility, and you do have some possibilities now as you look at Atlanta United. One possibility that is in the mix for now, but for the rest of this season only, after his announcement yesterday, Dax McCarty announced that he will be retiring at the end of the season. After the break, you're going to hear from Dax McCarty. He spoke to the media today about a lot of things, and I think I would recommend going and listening to the full conversation with Dax today. But you'll hear his thoughts on his time in Atlanta coming up right after this break on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Thanks for hanging out with me on another Tuesday evening, talking a little bit of soccer worldwide. Got Copa Libertadores on over on the TV in front of me. And if you don't watch this competition, it's on BN Sports. I get it through Fanatis. You have to. It's, if you don't know it, it's essentially the Champions League of South America. And it always delivers the loco. It's always crazy. There's just moments that you see in this competition that you don't see in others. Like right now, where the inflatable tunnel at Atletico Mineiro, I believe it's either been inflated too early or is malfunctioning and collapsing, and you're into the fourth minute of 10 of stoppage time as Atletico Mineiro is trying to hold on to a lead over San Lorenzo. We'll get you caught up on Copa Libertadores in just a bit in the 4-3-3. Also, you heard in the first segment from Alexi Maranchuk, and one of the things about Alexi that you might not know, I know it was talked about a little bit when he signed, he's a huge fan of Atlanta hip-hop. He said his favorite rappers are Future, Lil Baby, Gunna, Young Thug, Offset. This is from a Russian player who has spent the last few years in Italy, and that's his connection with Atlanta. I need to get him and Alan Carlton together, because Alan Carlton's a music head from Atlanta United too. Need them to put together a mixtape or something. Maybe we can make that happen. You also today after media, you heard from Dax McCarty, and I'm going to share a clip from Dax, a question I ask him. Dax talked about his career and kind of what he's learned and why he made the decision to announce his retirement yesterday, and talked a little bit about what might be next for him. He's not sure. He could go into front office side of things. He could go into the coaching side. He has his B license. He could go into the scouting side. He could go into the media side of things. Dax is a incredibly intelligent, high soccer IQ guy who's also very competitive. And he talked about how he just doesn't really know yet where he's going to go. I ask him to leave the results part out of it. If Atlanta had been everything that he thought it would be when he made the decision to sign for Atlanta United coming into the 2024 season, here's Dax McCarty on his time in Atlanta.
It has. Great facilities, wonderful fan base, ton of talented players, and a great city that my wife and I have been able to explore more this summer. And the more we explore, the more we love it. So I do have family that lives here. My parents have been able to come from Florida to a bunch of home games. And so, yes, Atlanta has been everything that we hoped it would be. Of course, the soccer part of it is such a big part of your life, and I'm such a competitor that I can't sit here and honestly tell you it's been all roses, because I want to win. And there's been a lot of frustration with how it has gone this year in terms of what has happened on the field. So that's reality. That's life. It doesn't, you take all the factors and you weigh all the factors and you try to make the most best educated decision you can for your family, for your life, for your career. And you see where the chips fall. And I'm excited for these 9 games, because we've had this break, and now we've been able to reflect. We've been able to train and get better. And now, we'll see what happens in these last 9 games, because for as disappointing as this year has been on the field with the results, we still have 9 games left to make a run and to make the playoffs. And, I mean, I've been around so long and seen so many teams sneak into the playoffs on a run of good form, of winning 3 or 4 games in a row heading in the playoffs, and they make a final, they make a semifinal, or they win a championship. It can happen. I believe that. I really do. And so that's the plan.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. That was Dax McCarty speaking about his time in Atlanta. And look, for a competitive player like Dax, you're not going to be happy with the way this season has gone on the results side of it. And that's understandable. This wasn't what I don't think anyone expected coming into 2024, to see where Atlanta is in the table, where the record is, and just kind of how the year has gone. But now you're in a situation where, and Dax talked about conversations with some of his teammates, and especially talking to Saba Lobjanidze, and Saba's like, we'll win MLS Cup and you have to come back for another year. Now you've got, I don't know, like Dax talked about it as an expiration date. But you've got an extra thing to play for and push. And that is a cool element, as this team needs those things to push forward. Rob Valentino talked to the supporters who were at training today. A group of supporters were there and got to watch and had drums and were making noise. And he's like, make noise. The guys will thrive off of that. And he talked about going out and fighting for them and fighting for the city and fighting for the club and going out and trying to get this team as high in the Eastern Conference as they possibly can. Look, that journey starts this weekend in Los Angeles against the best team in the Western Conference, the LA Galaxy. And the LA Galaxy didn't just sit back on that record either. They have pushed forward and went out and signed Marco Reus. Dozen years with Borussia Dortmund, incredible pedigree, one of the most technical players you will find. He's savvy, he's creative, he's a game changer. He's a special player. And Greg Vanney talked about it. You talk about all those things, and at times you don't think of work rate with a player like that and a player like Marco Reus, but he works hard. He covers a lot of ground. He's always in the right spots because he's smart and he works hard. He's a very good player. How does he fit into this Galaxy team? He's not a designated player, and that's one thing to keep in mind about Royce's addition to the LA Galaxy. We'll talk about that in a second. This is a Galaxy team that's very good. They're leading the West, and they've added another player in a part of the field where they already have a lot of talent. Sometimes that can be an issue. Sometimes you can manage that. Royce feels like the kind of personality that understands, and he signed for a little while. He signed through the 2026 season. He is 35 years old. I don't think he's walking in the door expecting to play every minute of every game. I don't think he's expecting to start every game. And that's the right mentality, especially right now, because what is happening is working. You don't want to disrupt that. How do you make it fit? This front six that the Galaxy have, and this is what Atlanta United is going to have to deal with on Saturday. The front six is incredibly strong, and it's deep. Greg Vanney talked about it. Can we have a front eight? Now you're going to need four defenders at least. I mean, maybe you could play three center backs and let everybody else bomb forward, but that's asking for trouble. So how do you make it work? The front three portion of it. Dejan Jovetic, he's coming back from injury, so that might open up a door right now. He might be available Saturday. He might not be available Saturday. But he's your nine. Gabriel Peck and Joseph Paintsil are your wingers. They've both been great additions to this team this year. Ricky Puig is your number 10. Now, they've played with the group behind Puig. You've seen Mark Delgado.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In there, you've seen Gaston Brugman in there. You've seen Edwin Cerrillo in there. You also have Diego Fagundes, who can play as an eight. He can play as a 10. He can play as a winger. I guess he could probably play as a false nine if you wanted him to. That might be a question that comes up on Saturday, and it's something that Rob Valentino and his staff are going to have to prepare for. If it's not Jovalich, who is a big, strong target, number nine, if it's not him, it could be Marco Reus, who's a very different kind of nine. It could be Joseph Paintsill, a very different kind of nine, and that could put Reus on the wing if he goes ahead and starts. That could put Fagundes on the wing. Could you go to a three-man back line to get one extra in your front six, turn it into a front seven? Could you play only one of Delgado, Brugman, Cerrillo, and play Reus and Pooch together in that central midfield? All these things are possible, and that's what's so fascinating about it. Great article in Soccer America, which is the OG of soccer coverage in the United States. I highly recommend a subscription to Soccer America. But some really good insight in how the Galaxy added Marco Reus. And this is timely because we talked about the transfer window last week in detail on AST. It is a difficult situation for Major League Soccer when you are up against the close of your window. The windows don't close in Europe for another 10 days or so. You've got European clubs that want to sign your players. You can't go out and replace those players because your window is closed. You want to go get some players from Europe. They might not quite be available yet, because clubs aren't sure if they're going to sell them yet. It's not the best time. You also have all of the roster rules, all of the interesting construction things that have to go into play. It was announced after the window closed that Atlanta United opted for one of two different roster mechanisms. Yes, you have to make a declaration of this. One was having four U22s. One was having three. One was having three designated players. One was having two. Atlanta, because they only had two designated players, opted for that, taking the four U22 roster construction mechanism. I don't know. I guess you got like a menu. And that gets them some extra general allocation money. That probably allowed them to buy down whatever they need to buy down. I'm not sure exactly how all of that's going to work. There's been very confusing reporting around how clubs are going to use that extra money that they get for being two designated players for U22s. I'm talking to Garth Lagerwey very, very soon. It might be before next week's AST. It might be later in the week. And we're going to go so deep into the weeds on roster construction and roster rules and all of that. It will be the nerdiest conversation ever posted on a 92.9 The Game podcast, because this stuff is confusing. So back to Marco Reus and the LA Galaxy, how they added him. He's not a designated player. His discovery rights were held by Charlotte FC, who wanted to sign him, offered him a designated player deal. He didn't want to go to Charlotte. But Charlotte, according to the LA Galaxy, Charlotte kind of held those rights hostage in a way. They said, you're going to have to pay up. And the Galaxy did. $400,000 in allocation money to Charlotte to get the rights to then bring in Marco Reus as a allocation money player, not a designated player. So you have a limitation in how far you can go in salary. You have to explain that to him. You have to get him to agree. There's always the assumption when that happens that, and the Galaxy talked about it in the article at Soccer America, that you're paying him under the table to make it all fit and make it all work. And you can't do that anymore. There's a lot of scrutiny under these things. I do say anymore because Miami tried to do that before and they got punished, and other clubs have done that, including the LA Galaxy, and they got punished. And yes, that's not supposed to be happening. So in a deal like this one, there are lots of T's to cross and I's to dot to make it happen. The Galaxy did, and the biggest reason why is Marco Royce reached out to the Galaxy initially and said, I want to come play for your club. So they found a way to make it happen. He will be available against Atlanta United on Saturday. It's kind of the same conversation that we had in the first segment about Alexi Maranchuk. Can he give you 60 minutes? If he can, I would assume he's going to go straight into the starting lineup. If there's a concern that he can play up to 60, probably will come off the bench. You also have that situation with Dejan Jovetic, and will he be able to start or not? Because that could open the door for Royce to play as a false nine, which I don't know if that works. Paintsill has played as the nine previously. The Galaxy's last match in League's Cup, where they were eliminated from the competition by the Seattle Sounders, it was Paintsill up top, Fagundes and Gabriel Peck were your wingers. Pooch was in front of Edwin Cerrillo and Mark Delgado. Would not be surprised if that's the setup and Royce comes off the bench on Saturday night. Not sure where his fitness is. He's in a little bit different situation than Maranchuk in terms of preseason kind of training. But if he comes off the bench, he is going to be straight away one of the most technical players in Major League Soccer, as is Alexi Maranchuk. So could be a very fun meeting of two very big signings Saturday night. You'll be able to hear that match here on 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage will start at 9:30. But before we get to that, we've got one more segment on Atlanta Soccer Tonight coming up next. It is the 3-4-3. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Comes up in 5 minutes on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and it's time to put a bow on the show with the 3-4-3. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side, which always makes me smile, especially when number one is Atlanta United 2, and they got another positive result, this time on the road at Inter Miami on Sunday night. They did win the post-match shootout. They got a bonus point in the standings for that shootout win, so 2 points in the bag. Jaden Hibbert set a new club record with 13 saves in the match. The young goalkeeper, rookie year out of UConn, he is maturing very, very quickly, and he's definitely one to watch for the future. The goal itself was beautiful. It was a set piece from about 25, 28 yards out. Matias Gallardo took it, played it all the way to the back post from the left side. A late run from Javier Armas, timed perfectly. Armas takes the ball out of the air inside of his right foot, volleys it home. Great goal. That gave Atlanta the lead. They did concede, but then they held on. They had an opportunity to win it very, very late. Dominic Chongqui got on the end of a great cross from Ashton Gordon, but after a 70-yard run, because, yes, he's your left back, wasn't able to get his right foot on the ball well enough to put it home. The Twos are back at home on Friday night. They host Orlando. They're trying to play their way into the playoffs in MLS Next Pro, but they're unbeaten in four. They only have one loss in their last six. They're going to play a lot of the teams around them in the table as well, and Orlando is one of those. A big game in Kennesaw Friday night at Fifth Third Stadium. Get there if you can. Number two on the local side, Georgia State, their women's team, opened their season 2-2 draw against Chattanooga last Thursday. Really fun match to call on ESPN Plus for me. Sania Tucker, a freshman from Richmond, Virginia, she scored in her college debut. Bree Barley headed home a corner from Elena Diaz. That gave Georgia State the lead late in the second half. They had to come back after conceding first. A very late penalty gave Chattanooga the opportunity to level it. Clarissa Salinas put it home, and it finished 2-2. Georgia State's back in action on Thursday night on the road in Oxford, Mississippi against Ole Miss. Other results from around the state on the women's side. Mercer, they went to Kennesaw and defeated KSU 2-1 last Thursday. A late goal from Sydney Farr. They also won their home opener last night down in Macon against D3 Barry 9-0. Georgia Southern, they were on the road for their first two matches of the season. Way on the road. They were in Honolulu. Two losses for the Eagles. They lost to Hawaii and they lost to Pepperdine. They'll host Kennesaw State Thursday night in Statesboro. Now, KSU, after their loss to Mercer on Thursday, they followed that up with a 3-2 lightning-shortened match on Sunday afternoon when they played Eastern Washington. I had a chance to call that one for ESPN Plus as well. I thought KSU played really well. I've had a chance to see this team multiple times over the past few years. This was one of the better performances. The goals that they conceded were all kind of strange. Deflection, just a weird day for them where I thought they were the better team and I thought they had more control, and really unlucky for them. They had gotten back to 3-2 after falling behind 3-1. All the momentum is going their way. They're at home. There's 8.5 minutes left. And then lightning starts in the area, and they weren't able to restart the match. So KSU ends up falling 3-2 Sunday afternoon. They go to Statesboro on Thursday to face Georgia Southern. Sunday afternoon, they go to Athens to face the University of Georgia. The Bulldogs opened their season in Athens last Thursday with a scoreless draw against number 7 Pittsburgh. Doesn't get any easier. This Thursday, they travel up the road to face number 8 ranked UNC in Chapel Hill. Number 3 on the local side, the college men. The season kicks off on Thursday night. Georgia State, they're at home hosting Belmont. Mercer, they open their season on the road in Orlando against number 19 ranked Central Florida. And Georgia Southern, they host Wofford in Statesboro. That's all the D1 schools, the D2, the D3, the NAIA. Their seasons all start at different times. NAIA is active, but D2 and D3 haven't started yet. We'll be talking about all of them all over the state of Georgia all season long on AST. Go out and see some college games if you get the chance. Headlines from around the world. That's the 4 in the 3-4-3. Let's start with number 1, the League's Cup, the semifinals tomorrow night. Columbus hosting Philadelphia in the first one. The winners of the semifinals, they book a CONCACAF Champions Cup spot. And the winner of the Eastern side match, it works out to where it's Eastern Conference, but it's not exactly set up that way. The winner of Columbus and Philadelphia will host the final on Sunday. This Columbus Crew team, they won MLS Cup last year. They reached the 2024 CONCACAF Champions Cup final where they lost in Pachuca. They are now in the League's Cup semifinal. They've also added DeJuan Jones, which improves their left side significantly. But they are dealing with the transfer sale of Aiden Morris. He's off to Middlesbrough. Philadelphia, they're dealing with a transfer sale as well, and it is a little more immediate. Jose Martinez was with the team, came off the bench in their quarterfinal win. He is now in Brazil ahead of a move to Corinthians. They won't have him tomorrow night. In the other side of the bracket, it's LAFC hosting Colorado. The Rapids have been the surprise of the tournament. They upset Club America in quarterfinals in penalties. They beat 4 straight Liga MX teams to get to this point. And they got a vibe about them. Chris Armas has got this team believing. They're going to have a lot of belief against LAFC. Denny Bouanga leads the Golden Boot race. He's tied with 5 goals with Ty Baribo of Philadelphia, who's also missing in these other semifinal. 2 yellow cards, both silly, in the quarterfinal win over Mazatlan. Bouanga's got 5 goals, 3 assists for LAFC in this tournament. And oh yeah, by the way, they added Olivier Giroud as well. LAFC will be favored significantly, but do not count out the Rapids in that match. Going to be 2 fun Leagues Cup semifinals tomorrow night. You can watch on Apple TV, MLS Season Pass. Number two on the headlines, Copa Libertadores. I talked a little bit about this earlier. You got to watch this tournament because it is tons of fun, except when you have crowd issues like you did in Brazil with Atlético Mineiro and San Lorenzo. There was tear gas involved. It actually got down to the field and players were struggling with it. That's why you had 10 minutes of stoppage time. Atlético Mineiro ended up winning 1-0 on the night. They advanced 2-1 on aggregate. Junior of Colombia, they hosted Colo-Colo from Chile. Colo-Colo went to Colombia and won 2-1 in Barranquilla to advance 3-1 on aggregate. A little bit of a surprise there. I watched earlier tonight Fluminense, the defending champions. They overturned a 2-1 deficit from the first leg in the first half against Grêmio to lead 3-2 at halftime. Grêmio then scored on a free kick midway through the second half. No angle, just a horrible mistake by 43-year-old goalkeeper Fabio in goal for Fluminense. But then VAR gets involved, and it took forever for this to get sorted out. A player was a step offside when the kick was taken. Right call, accurate call. It's brought back, so that goal doesn't stand. But then Grêmio gets their goal. 18-year-old Gustavo Nunes, he made it 3-3 on aggregate in the 76th minute. Fluminense thought they had went up 4-3 on aggregate. John Kennedy, yes, that's his name. Brazilian names in soccer, we know they can get a little silly sometimes. There is a John Kennedy, scored the winner in the Copa Libertadores final last time. He scored in the 85th minute, took his shirt off, got a yellow card. Well, then it's brought back for being offside, so the yellow card still counted, but it didn't really mean anything, unfortunately, for him. So then it goes to penalties, and going back to the 43-year-old goalkeeper for Fluminense, Fabio, he made two saves in the shootout, and Fluminense advances, so they still get to defend their title, moving on to the quarterfinals. Rest of the round of 16, tomorrow, the strongest, they host Peñarol in La Paz, Bolivia is in La Paz, Bolivia. They're trying to overturn a 4-0 loss in the first leg in Montevideo. Palmeiras, they host Thiago Almada's Botafogo. Botafogo won 2-1 in the first leg. River Plate, they host Tacheres, and River has a 1-0 lead after the first leg. Thursday, Sao Paulo, they host Nacional, scoreless draw in Uruguay last week. And Bolivar, they host Flamengo in Bolivia. They trail 2-0 after the first leg. Number three on the headlines, U.S. men's national team updates. There's two of them for you. One, Mauricio Pochettino. He has not been introduced as the new U.S. men's national team manager yet. No contract has been signed, at least as of yesterday morning, and I haven't seen anything to indicate that it was signed today. An agreement is close, but it's not done yet. The U.S. Soccer Board of Directors meets in Atlanta on Friday. They have to ratify the contract. That could be part of the holdup. So that's part of the issue. The other issue is Pochettino's money, because he is still being paid by Chelsea. He had a guaranteed two-year contract with Chelsea. Chelsea would probably like to not have to pay all of that second year that he's not working for them. Well, U.S. Soccer doesn't want to have to pay his whole salary that he was making at Chelsea. They're all talking. Legal teams are involved. It all has to get sorted out soon. Hopefully, according to Doug McIntyre of Fox, they'd like to get this done so he can be introduced in New York City during the week of August 25th, next week. That would mean it'd be possible that Pochettino is at least involved, or at least there, for the next U.S. men's national team match, a friendly against Canada in Kansas City on September 7th. Mikey Veras, the U20 coach, he is, at least it's been reported, that he will be in charge in that game. But other sources have said that Pochettino might be in charge in that game. Who knows? They play New Zealand a couple days later in Cincinnati as well. Nothing done with Pochettino yet, but nothing to indicate that it's not going to get done yet. Other news on the U.S. men's national team. They will be playing in Mexico, in Guadalajara, at the Estadio Akron, the home of Chivas, on October 15th. That is a really good friendly to get in a hostile environment as you start to get ready for the World Cup in 2026. Number four on the headlines, and we don't have enough time to get into detail of all of this, Chelsea. They're always full of headlines. They do have a deal in place, according to reports, to sign Joao Felix, who they had on loan previously from Atletico Madrid. That would allow Conor Gallagher to go the other way and go to Atletico Madrid. It's not exactly a trade, but essentially it's a trade. Chelsea right now has 43 first-team players. 43. How many players are on the field at one time? 11. They have 43 players. How many players are on a match day roster? 20. They have 43 players. It's ridiculous. And they're linked to adding more. Jadon Sancho's name has come up. Victor Osimhen's name has come up. They're looking at backup goalkeepers and 16-year-old Brazilians. It's insanity. The way that Chelsea has been managed is one of the most shocking things in the history of the Premier League, in the history of this game. 43 first-team players. They're a week into the season already. How do you do a training session? I don't even understand. Three things that make me smile about the game as we wrap up. Chelsea's 43 players is not it, at least not smiling in the normal way, maybe smiling in a little bit of a cynical way. Number one on things that really make me smile, Macy Rainwater. She had two goals for Kennesaw State on Sunday. Really good to see her playing at the level that I think she's capable of. Last year, she only scored once. She got two in this game. Expect a big year from her for the Owls. Number two, Atlanta United 2. Gutting out that result. Tired leg, short roster on the road in Fort Lauderdale against Inter Miami. They found a way to get it done. There's something about this group right now, and they're really fun to watch. Number three, the respect and the adoration that Dax McCarty has received upon his announcement of his retirement. This is a guy who's respected all around the league. Every young player we've talked to with Atlanta United has talked about Dax McCarty taking his time to speak to them, to help them, to be a mentor to them, to watch video with them. Any tips he can give, he has. His presence here in Atlanta has been very significant, even if it hasn't been as much on the field as maybe we all thought when he signed up. Dax McCarty is one of the legends of MLS, and if you had an MLS Hall of Fame, he would be in it first ballot. He still should be in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame first ballot for what he has given this league, what he's given soccer in this country. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. You heard from Dax. You heard from Alexei Moranchuk. You could see them on the field on Saturday night. Atlanta United back on the field. MLS After Dark in Los Angeles. Five Stripes Countdown starts at 9:30. Kickoff will be just after 10:30 here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We'll be back next Tuesday to talk about all of it at 10 o'clock. Adios, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.